It's Monday, the 6th of October, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Parliament is attending the 68th Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference in Barbados from 5 to 12 October. Led by National Council Chairperson Lucas Muha, the delegation joins lawmakers to discuss democracy and global cooperation. Women MPs will also elect a new Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians Chairperson. Parliament spokesperson Sakeus Kadikwa has more.
Members of Parliament will be participating in a number of conferences, and what is so significant to this particular conference is that members of parliament that are from Commonwealth parliaments, women to be specific, will be participating in the women parliamentary workshop to elect the chairperson of that particular committee, who will be head by a woman from a Commonwealth parliamentarian.
First Rand Namibia has informed its customers that FNB ATMs are currently unable to accept the Bank of Namibia's newly introduced banknotes for deposits. The bank explained that while the ATMs can still dispense cash, they require system upgrades to recognize and process the new banknotes. FNB Communications Manager Kirsty Watermeyer.
When it comes to deposits, each individual note needs to be read by the ATM. And this is why this technology needs to be upgraded to be able to read these individual notes, which will be done shortly. And in the interim, I encourage our customers to use one of our many reliable Cash Plus agents across the country to do your deposits. Or alternatively, our vast branch network are there to support you with your deposits while we get the ATMs ready to take the new notes.
A Russian cargo plane owned by Abakan Air landed in South Africa, raising diplomatic concerns with the United States and making headlines in Southern Africa due to the operator's sanctioned status.
The aircraft was blacklisted by the U.S. for its role in supporting Russia's defense during the Ukraine war. South Africa's Department of Transport approved the operator's foreign permit application, stating no knowledge of U.S. sanctions. The incident has revived diplomatic concerns, echoing the 2022 Lady R incident involving accusations of arms supply to Russia. Observers note that the timing of the incident is sensitive, coming shortly after the expiration of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, or AGOA, agreement, which gave African countries, South Africa included, preferential access to U.S. markets. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
Remaining on the continent, violent clashes have erupted between M23 rebels and a pro-government militia in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo, forcing hundreds of civilians to flee their homes.
Fighting in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo has continued despite efforts by the U.S. and Qatar to restore peace. Locals say the M23 rebels have attacked positions of the Wazalendo militia allied to the Congolese government in Masisi territory. Both warring sides accuse each other of violating a ceasefire. The M23 rebels are led by ethnic Tutsis who say they are fighting to protect their community from a Hutu militia backed by the DRC government. But the DRC has denied the accusation and blamed Rwanda for supporting the rebels to plunder its minerals. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And a communication blackout is continuing in Pakistan-administered Kashmir, where protests in recent days have turned deadly and injured many. The rights activist group, the Awami Action Committee, is demanding subsidies on food and basic goods from the local government. Hira Mustafa reports from Islamabad.
Pakistani officials say negotiations are underway and they hope to resolve the crisis. They say 90% of the demands have been met, while the rest are still under negotiation. The Rights Activist Committee is demanding the removal of well-reserved seats in the legislature for the migrants and royalties from hydropower projects. Its leaders accuse the local authorities in Kashmir of reneging on past promises, allegations officials deny. Since September 28, residents of Kashmir have been under a communication blackout. All routes linking Pakistan to the region have been sealed for over a week.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.